Thank you, Daniel.
We welcome you to Mineral Point High School. That was the voice of Daniel Nordstrom here at Mineral Point. That young man used to wrestle. And I remember the name. He was in the upper weights. He doesn't look like a big man, but he's helping down there, and he sang last week as well. Along with David Wermand, I'm Bill Twining. Welcome to the Super Regional at Mineral Point High School. David, we had an interesting coaches meeting, but it was for interesting coaches and announcers, too, I believe.
Yeah.
And we are set to go, with one exception. We do not have a program. Would you care to explain that to our listeners?
One of the rules with the WIA is that they don't publish the brackets until basically 10:05 is what they told us. So they, other locations, teams can't move wrestlers, trying to avoid certain wrestlers and so forth the next weekend to the sectional, because several regionals get combined to go to the same sectional. So that's the reason why. But We'll start out here, but eventually we'll have brackets to be able to follow along.
We were allowed to take our place. We didn't have to worry about being shifted to a different weight class or anything like that. And we're glad to be with you from the top row of the bleachers again here at Mineral Point High School. We thank Athletic Director Chris Carr and the staff for allowing us to be here, and we'll be here next weekend as well. David, we look over there. It looks like Aiden Silvers of Iowa Grand Highland at 106 pounds has posted the first victory of the tournament. It's a 30-second fall for Silvers of Iowa Grand Highland over a young man from River Ridge. It is not River Ridge Castle. We did verify that. It is just a River Ridge squad, and that's a victory for Silvers of Iowa Grand Highland. At 113 pounds, looks like a wrestler from Kickapoo Lafarge, does it not?
Yeah, that's Tristan Hughes, the freshman.
Okay.
His opponent is Lane Hendricks, the freshman also from Lancaster.
Nice job of finding the Hendricks name so quickly.
Going four mats to start this first round, they had also told us, Bill. And then after that, I think they're going to switch to three mats. So it'll be a challenge here to start with four mats and no brackets. But we'll be able to catch up and work our way through it and have a good broadcast today.
So it is the four-mat format that we're going to right now. Let's pick up on the freshman from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, Tristan Hughes. David, you can do that, and I believe I see... Good grief. We're up to 132 pounds already down there. We'll see what we can find. That might be Carson Knight of Riverdale down there in mat number four. He's filling in at 132 today in the absence of Tristan Renish. And speaking of Renish, Caden Renish will be wrestling later today. And Riley Wanick is in the Riverdale lineup as well. So we look forward to the return of those two seniors who missed the conference tournament last weekend.
Yeah, Bill, you had mentioned Tristan Hughes from Kickapoo Lafarge. Right now, he's 30 seconds left in this first period here, down 5-2. He's on his back there for quite a while, but he fought out and got the reversal. And now he's trying to lock up a cradle and get some near fall points himself, as he is. He's got two, I believe, for sure. Nope, maybe not. Nothing continuous to get the two count. Closing seconds here, and we're going to go into the second period with a 5-2 lead for Lane Hendricks, the freshman of Lancaster. Hendricks has got a record of 18-16 coming in the day. His opponent, Tristan Hughes, from Kickapoo Lafarge with a record of 8-20.
We mentioned Carson Knight of Riverdale wrestling at 132. He has a 5-1 lead over a young man from Boscobel, Drew Sander, I believe. We are still waiting for our bracket sheets.
Checking in on Tristan Hughes here. He goes into the second period, down 5-2. He's going to start in the bottom position. His opponent, Lane Hendricks of Lancaster, he'll be in the top. He's working a tight waist right here in the edge of the mat. He's trying to do a chin drop, but Hughes is able to come back around and come to his base. Yeah, we talked to the lady that's going to bring our brackets up. I'm keeping an eye out for her. She's behind the table there just waiting for the prints to come out of the machine and run them right up to her. 15 seconds to go. Excuse me, a minute 15 to go in the second period here of Tristan Hughes' match. As he He's working the edge of the mat. His opponent, Lane Hendricks, in control, and they're going to go off. They'll have to get reset with 1 minute on the clock. Still a three-point lead for Hendricks and Lancaster.
Carson Knight and Drew Sander involved in that matchup at 132 pounds first-round action. That is now 7-4. Make it 9-4. Reversal from Carson Knight. Now gives up the assist. High-scoring match there. Second period, 9-5 in favor of Carson Knight of Riverdale over Drew Sander of Boscobel Wazika Stubic.
Well, it's got Caden Miller from Riverdale, the senior out there on mat 3. His opponent, Emmett Collins from Mineral Point, is battling right now with a, looks like 0-0 on the board. I don't think that's right, so I think Collins is up 2-0.
And Collins, in case you're wondering, is the brother of Delia Collins, the sophomore wrestler for the Mineral Point team. And Emmett is the son of Matt Collins, and that name comes from his great-grandfather, Emmett. Emmett Collins in the Richland Center area.
Closing seconds here, the second period, back with Kristen Hughes of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative. Still, he's down by 3, a score of 5-2 going into the third period. Hendricks of Lancaster, his choice, he's going to go neutral. 2 minutes back on the clock as he starts his third period. Hughes dived in for a double leg, had a chance to get it, but he lost his balance as Hendricks is able to take him to the mat and to his back. Lots of time on the clock there. He's getting certain near fall. Looking for a pin there to start his day out here. Caden Miller, Riverdale, his match is still at 2-0. Looking down to Emmett Collins of Mineral Point. Now he's on his back, and he ends up getting pinned here in the second period, 2 minutes and 20 seconds. Kristen Hughes from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative on mat 2 is fighting off his back as Lane Hendricks of Lancaster has a good tight headlock here. Looking for a pin. He's got a minute to go. Here comes our bracket sheet. Thank you very much.
Wonderful.
So we'll be able to pay attention and hopefully stay ahead here, but we'll follow along here with Kristen as he's battling to just to stay off his back. Top 4 wrestlers today move on to sectionals. Top 2 teams move on to team sectionals, I believe, Tuesday night at Fenimore.
That is correct, yep.
30 seconds to go here in Kristen Hughes' match as he still battles and bridges on the bottom as he's able to keep from getting pinned here. Lane Hendricks is in complete control here with a score of 7-2. Look, got near fall coming, yep. As a young freshman, he continues to fight on the bottom there, not giving up. Good to see here the final second. So he's going to be defeated by a score of 10-2. Kristen Hughes of Kickapoo Lafarge defeated by Lane Hendricks of Lancaster.
An update on that Carson Knight-Drew Sander match. Sander came back, took the lead. It was 15-11, I think, at one point, and Drew Sander of Boscobel scored the fall at 5 minutes and 33 seconds. So Sander came back and pinned Knight. Boscobel Wazika Steubens, Drew Sander with a victory there at 132.5. Why don't we take a break? We'll be back in a moment with our program updated and ready to go. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Hello, this is Added Touch Floral on Main Street. Let us help make your Valentine's special this year with a beautifully arranged bouquet by Ashley and Samantha. We also have candy bouquets, stuffed animals, a large selection of wines, balloons, and candles. Give us a call at 647-2319 or order directly on our website at addedtouchfloral.com. Don't be that guy who forgot Valentine's Day and order early to enter our $250 giveaway to Open Season, JJ Walsh, or Added Touch Floral. Check our Facebook page. We look forward to making this day special for your Valentine.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
Richland Center and Bosco Bell residents, support your community by shopping local at Napa, your friendly, locally owned store. For all Milwaukee Tools fans, now is the time to stock up. Buy more, save more. Purchase $300 and get a $50 gift card, $400 for a $100 gift card, or go big with $500 and enjoy a $150 gift card. Napa Auto Parts at Richland Center and Bosco Bell. Hurry, these specials run now through February.
Scott Industries is hiring for manufacturing positions in Muscadet, Wisconsin. Machine operators start at $15 per hour. You may earn $20 per hour or more through incentives. All night shifts receive a $2 per hour night bonus. Work at modern state-of-the-art facilities. Excellent profit sharing plan, medical and life insurance, paid holidays and vacations. Apply at Scott Industries in Muscadet. Call 739-3171 for an appointment to fill out an application.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
We appreciate the programs that were handed to us, and you're back just in time that we can catch you up on what's happening at 132 pounds, David. A battle of the young men from our listening area. That would be Brenton Ewing, a freshman from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative, and Hunter Moe, a sophomore from Ithaca Weston. And going into the second period, it is a 9-2 lead for Hunter Moe. Maybe we can give Hunter and Brenton some airtime here at 132 in the first round.
Yeah, a nice little lead here for Hunter, the sophomore, to start the day.
He'll be a sophomore at the end of the day also.
Yep, exactly. Yes. All day. He has a record of 12-19. His opponent, as you mentioned, Brenton Ewing, a freshman, Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative with a record of 5-23, but we're 20 seconds into the second period, and Hunter's got his opponent Ewing on his back again, just racking up the points during this first match. Good to see, good experience here for Hunter, get a good win. This is 132 pounds. I'm going to put my bracket over here. The winner of this match is going to end up wrestling the number 2 seed, Rowan Karen Carey from Mineral Point, as Ewing is able to get the escape. 12-3 lead now for Hunter. Good action out there for the freshman here, putting up 12 points midway through the second period. A nice little snap as he's got Ewing on his hip. He's going to come around the corner. He's going to get the 2. Nice job. Way to keep your feet back. Good head pressure, flattened him right out. Got the takedown. Now he's working the 2-on-1 right underneath. Trying to put a half Nelson in. He's got to get on the other side. Loses that as Ewing comes back to his base. Good elbow control there for Hunter. As Ewing makes his way up to his feet, and they're going to go off the mat. Hunter will maintain control. Hunter ought to feel privileged there. He's got the head. Yeah, the head official out there,
Mr. Eric Rukoff.
All right. If they weren't wrestling, we'd expect a bow from all the fans. Hunter gets 2 more takedown, up 14-3 now, 19 seconds to go in the second period. Eric did a nice job in the coaches meeting. You get to the regionals. It's a lot more activity going on in that coaches' meeting. Guys fighting for seed, trying to get the best opportunity to move on here. So always interesting to hear what everybody has to say and the requests that are made. It's an experience. But at the end of 3 here, Hunter's still in a lead, 14-3, nice 11-point lead. As he's going to be in the bottom position, his opponent, Brenton Ewing from Kickapoo Lafarge, will ride the right side. off the whistle. Nice movement there. Hunter, he works his up to his feet. As Ewing goes to a double leg, loses it. As Hunter keeps the action going, does a nice switch. He's going for bonus points now. He releases in, got the takedown, releases in. 12-point lead. He's looking for a tech fall here. Oh, good action. Going to get another takedown. Now he's looking for near fall, possible pin. Got a good headlock half. Nelson here has got it nice and tight as Eric's down there spying out looking for a pin. There's the pin. Nice job, Hunter Moe, and third period pin. 4 minutes and 37 seconds for Hunter Moe to get his first victory. His opponent in the next round will be Rowan Carey of Mineral Point.
In the first round at the Super Regional, obviously, if you win, you get a chance to go all the way to a championship. If you lose in the first round, you have to be fortunate to get all the way back to fourth and possibly third as you hope for a bid at the sectional next Saturday. But Brenton Ewing's day starts with a loss. He'll be in the consolation bracket now for Hunter Moe. He moves on to the quarterfinals where he will meet the second seed, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point, in his next match.
I can mention Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston. He was just defeated by Jaron Glessbrenner of Fenimore by a pin in 2 minutes and 3 minutes and 41 seconds.
Glassbrenner was not at the conference tournament last weekend, at least not in uniform, but he joins the Fenimore lineup here at the regional and defeats fellow freshman Carrick Thompson of Ithaca Weston. As David just said, that knocks Thompson into the consolation bracket. Glassbrenner, that was a quarterfinal match. Glassbrenner moves into the semifinals at 106 pounds. The other quarterfinalists at 106 include the top seed Aiden Grunenfelder of Pecatonica Argyle, Aiden Silvers of Iowa Grand Highland, who won the only first-round match at 106, Ferry Sage of Riverdale, Lennon Hewitt of Mineral Point, William Cradiville of Lancaster, and second seed Jared Grimslid of North Crawford Seneca all had first-round byes and are into the quarterfinals at 106. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative does not have a 106-pounder, neither does Boscobel Wazika Steuben. But Grunenfelder and Grimslid are the darlings of this weight class, David. Great records. Grunenfelder, a state runner-up last year as a sophomore, is 43-1. Grimslid is 38-4. Those are dandy records, and they would be the favorites to come out of this weight class, along with two others, of course, at 106 pounds. Only one first-round match at 113. David called it for you, a win for Lancaster's Lane Hendricks over Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative freshman Tristan Hughes. So Hendricks into the quarterfinals at 113, along with Slater Valley of Parkview, Albany, the top seed. What a name, Slater Valley. I thought that was in northern Richland County. Also, first-round byes for Jordan Baumkamp of Riverdale, the fourth seed Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland, the third seed Elliot Kite of Mineral Point. Owen Kwas of Fenimore has a first-round bye. So does freshman Sam Noble of North Crawford Seneca. And the second seed, Lucas Orloff of Pecatonica Argyle, all with first-round byes and into the quarterfinals at 113 pounds. As far as our local teams go, we can tell you that Boscobel Wazika Steuben has 8 wrestlers in today's tournament. I believe all of them are underclassmen, and they are headed by sophomore Job Wetter, coming off a fine performance in last weekend's SWA-LSWC conference clash. Iowa Grand Highland has 14 wrestlers. We're not surprised by that. We figured the teams with the most wrestlers are the ones that are going to be in the running for those top two spots and berths in the team sectional next Tuesday. Among the teams with full lineups today are Iowa Grand Highland, Mineral Point, and Fenimore, here at the Mineral Point Super Regional. Ithaca Weston has 10 wrestlers competing today, including two of them that missed the conference meet, the Scenic Ridge Tournament, completely last weekend. Derek Franzen and Ashton Bennett. Mac Neef is back from sickness as well, back in the lineup for Ithaca Weston as they hope to make a good showing today. Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative has 8 wrestlers competing, and North Crawford has a half dozen here at this tournament. Riverdale has all weight classes filled except the 215-pound weight class. So 13 Chieftains wrestling today, bolstered by the return of seniors Riley Wanick and Caden Rennish, who both missed the conference tournament last weekend as they were recuperating from various injuries along the way. David and I are in good health.
Yeah.
We survived.
Yep.
We have our throat lozenges nearby if we need them. But just think, 2 weeks from today, we're finishing up at the state tournament in Madison.
Yeah.
It's coming to an end all that quickly. Like we have a basketball Wazika Steuben wrestler out there at 165 pounds. That would be Chance Johnson, and he is wrestling a first-round match against an opponent from Lancaster, Brady McCartney. Both are sophomores, and McCartney ends the first period with a 5-0 lead over Chance Johnson. Maybe we can pick up on this one, David.
Sure. At two, Chance Johnson, basketball Wazika Steuben, Brady McCartney from Lancaster, 5-0 lead right now for McCartney. Just starting the second period here as we only have wrestling going on right now at two mats. Not a lot of action the first round, a lot of buys. And I think they're delaying it here. They'll go to three mats. Obviously, there's a couple early matches, so they got to run, watch that time limit there and in between and so forth. So 10-0 lead now for McCartney of Lancaster as he got three near fall. He's working on top. Coffee grinder there coming across on the barbed wire for McCartney as he puts Johnson again on his back here, getting near fall. Lots of time on the clock, just over a minute to go here as he jumps over, gets reset, tightens things up. Johnson continues to bridge. Keeps that left shoulder up off the mat. He lifts the right shoulder up off the mat here, and now he's tight and with the pin here, and 304 in favor of Brady McCartney of Lancaster at 165 pounds.
304, you said?
Correct.
Thank you.
One more match. Looks like it's getting set here. All the mats are empty right at the moment, Bill. Mat 2 has got a couple guys out there. Looks like they're ready to go. They may hold them for a little bit for timing.
I believe that's Terry Sage and Lennon Hewitt. Riverdale Mineral Point at 106 in the quarterfinals as they're getting set for that quarterfinal round. Quickly bring you up to date on some of the other weight classes at 126 pounds. There were no first-round matches. Quarterfinalists include Brody Meese, the top seed from Riverdale. Second seeded Danny Finley, a senior from Parkview, Albany. Third seed Blake Bingham of Ithaca Weston. And the fourth seed Max Kelly of Iowa Grand Highland. From the area, they are joined by basketball Wazika Steuben's Tyler Miller and by Mineral Point's Cole Pouts. At 132 pounds, the top seed is once-beaten sophomore Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland. He had a first-round bye, as did the second seed, two-time state runner-up Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. Jacob Orloff of Tech Argyle is in this weight class. Landon Sanders of DeSoto, they're seeded 3 and 4, both had byes. First-round victories included ones by Hunter Moe of Ithaca Weston over Kickapoo Lafarge's Brenton Ewing and Drew Sander of basketball Wazika Steuben with a win over Carson Knight of Riverdale. Speaking of Riverdale, Terry Sage is out there, David. He is the fifth seed going against fourth seed Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point here in a 106-pound quarterfinal.
Yeah, we're just getting started just a few seconds into the match here, 0-0. As Bill mentioned, this is a 106-pound second-round match. Sage being turned over here. Terry, the sophomore from Riverdale, is a record of 26-9. Nice season for him. And the junior from Mineral Point, Lennon Ewert, at 21-13. And both guys are locked up, center circle there. Now we got three mats all picked up. Back is picking up here a little bit now as timing is catching up.
Riverdale also has a rest for Jordan Baumkamp, a junior at 113 pounds, going against sophomore Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland. That's a 113-pound quarterfinal, scoreless in the first period.
Terry Sage has got a single leg up in the air, but Lennon is able to break the handlock, gets his foot down on the mat, works his way back to center with 0-0, 35 seconds in the first period to go. There's battle in air, 20 seconds going the first period, still 0-0. Guys locked up, head ties, underhook for Sage. He's controlling the wrist with his right hand, and he had the underhook on the left side. Towel guy's out there without a towel, but he's going to let Eric know when the time runs out. And no time, near a takedown for Sage, but no time left on the clock. Coach Curtis Fiedler from Inner Points is encouraging his wrestler to got to pick up the action here. And early blood time here at the end of the second or first period. 0-0 on the scoreboard.
Jaron Grimsley of North Crawford Seneca David has defeated Lancaster freshman William Prattaville. Pin time in 52 seconds for Grimsley. And the junior from North Crawford Seneca moves into the semifinals at 106 pounds.
He didn't spend much time out there, did he?
No, he did not.
Update on Jordan Baumkamp, Jace Connor, 2-1 lead for Connor of Iowa Grand Highland.
That's going on mat number four.
Mat one is still empty. Looks like the blood time is stopped for Terry Sage of Riverdale. He's going back to get set. Ewert from Middle Point will be in the bottom position. Whistle and Ewert comes to his feet, breaks the hand control, is able to turn his face. First points on the score go to Ewert of Middle Point, 1-0.
Mat 1 can start. 10:31.
If you're watching and listening along here, 10:31. Mat 1 will be available for about 4 minutes. Wrestlers here on Mat 2. Terry Sage, the sophomore from Riverdale, down 1-0 here. Just over a minute to go in the second period. Both wrestlers here at 106 need to pick up a little offense and score some takedowns. Sage's teammate, Jordan Baumkamp, on Mat 3 is still down by a score of 2-1, 45 seconds still in that second period. Now we get a warning against Ewert of Middle Point back on Mat 2. Not much of an offensive attempt here really by either wrestler. As Sage is trying to work that 2-on-1 tie, trying to circle to his left to get to the single leg, but Ewert does a good job of stepping back and avoiding that. Now they're working the edge of the mat right in front of the Riverdale coaching staff. Nice attempt there as Sage cut the corner, but he circles off the mat. 31 seconds on the clock just to get reset. We'll jump over to Jordan Baumkamp's match as he's got his opponent, Jace Connors, on his back. He's not gotten any near fall as there's no continuing exposure. Wayne Keenan, the official, calls no near fall, so they'll go off and go back to Terry Sage's match as there's on their feet, wrestling with a 1-0 lead for Lennon Ewert of Mineral Point.
You mentioned Eric Rukoff and Wayne Keenan. Eric is the head official. Wayne Keenan of Viroqua, Joe Pute of Cuba City, who we see every year at the Ithaca Western Tournament, although we didn't this year because that was canceled. Two new guys to us anyway, Josh McMahon of Pittsburgh and Jason Lowry of Madison, round out the officiating crew here at Mineral Point today.
Start of the third period, Terry Sage of Riverdale will take the bottom position. He's in the off the whistle, works to his feet, but he's returned back to the mat by Ewert. We're waiting for mat one to open. It looks like that will be 106 Peck Argyle, Aiden Grudenfelder, his opponent Aiden Silvers, who had a match first round. That's why there's
the delay. He has to have that time in between. I don't believe it's 45 minutes anymore, but I'm not sure what it is right offhand.
Must be 30.
30 minutes?
Because we started right at 10 o'clock, and Aiden Silvers was the first guy on the mat.
Correct, yep.
They're going 10:31.
Good deduction.
Thank you.
And I think he won in 30 seconds, so that would make sense.
It's first match.
Quite like the sleuth you are.
Thank you very much.
1:22 to go in this match here. Tight one, one and up and still for Ewart from Mineral Point. Caution on Ewart now. Is his starting position, hands too far across the waist. Looks like Jordan Bomkamp is...
Well, the clock isn't running. They must
all
have,
zeros, yeah.
But it's been that way for the last 30 seconds anyway, during a pinning combination from Connor of Iowa Grand Highland.
And I've seen that other official out there talking to Wayne, so we must be keeping time. Because they still don't have 2 minutes on the clock.
It doesn't help us, we announcers.
No.
Nonetheless.
We need all the help we can get. Still 1-0 now. Oh, 1-1. There, Terry Sage got the one because another stalling called against Ewart of Mineral Point. That ties it up with just under a minute here now. Terry got to work hard to get up off the bottom. Reversal would be nice. He takes the escape. But he flattened out on the edge of the mat there is. Ewart is really struggling to turn Terry, so Terry's doing a good job keeping the action here if he could just pick up the intensity a little bit as his coach there, Jeff Campbell, is encouraging him as they get reset in the center there. He's got to pick it up, pick up the speed here, got to get something here. Now he's trying to cut the corner there, trying to do a switch, get the leg hooked, but Ewart's still in control as he's able to break the hip down, flies in the leg ride. Now Terry continues to work here, he's picking it. And he gets the reversal. Nice job. Good action there. Terry off the whistle was continuing the motion. Kept his feet going. Now as Ewart works to his feet, Terry's got to get the warning against him as he tries to run Ewart off the edge of the mat. So 10 seconds on the clock. That doesn't hurt Terry too much because the most he's going to give up is one. He's got the 2-point lead here with 10 seconds on the clock. Good bounce back there for Terry. He's got to ride him out here. Oh, almost gave up a reversal,
yeah.
But he's able to Granby through. He does give up the escape. That's all right. 2 seconds. And that's it. Good comeback there for Terry Sage, the sophomore Riverdale. He takes a nice 3-2 victory there over Lennon Ewart, the junior from Mineral Point. Nice bounce back.
Congratulations to Terry Sage. Meanwhile, at 1:13, the Riverdale junior we were watching, Jordan Bomkamp, came out on the short end of a 7-2 score. Jace Connor of Iowa Grand Highland, the victor, moves into the semifinals. Jordan Bomkamp is now in the consolation bracket, and they finally have that clock straightened out on mat number 3. It is running for the next mat.
Oh, was it crooked otherwise?
You said yes.
They straightened it out.
Oh, yes. They reached up there and straightened it. Aiden Grudenfelder with a pin over Aiden Silvers. We will take a break. Be back with more in a moment. This is Regional Wrestling Saturday on WRCO Sports.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
This is Garrett with Batesnik Power Sports and V2 Boat Center. How many summers do you have to create everlasting memories that will last a lifetime? Come and see how we can help you create more family time with friends, just more time with a new boat. Join us at our in-house boat show, February 23rd to the 25th at Batesnik's in Richland Center and take advantage of savings up to $16,000. New boat, new experiences, and new savings at Batesnik Power Sports, Richland Center, and V2 Boat Center, Castle Rock Lake.
Hello everyone, Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs, suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds, by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders, and if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse, and as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Surprise the love of your life with a Valentine's Day gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers. Choose from stunning rose bouquets, beautiful flower arrangements, box chocolates, candy bouquets, blooming plants, and so much more. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616. Valentine's Day is Wednesday, February 14th. Order early for best selection. Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center.
Promoting the accomplishments of area wrestlers for over 50 years. This is WRCO Radio in Richland Center.
Welcome to Richland Center High School. It is time for us to say good morning from the Division II Super Regional. I'm Phil Nee, joined by Henry Bray. How you doing, Henry?
Good morning, Philip.
We've had some good wrestling already?
Already. It is already.
We will get you caught up in what has happened. We're going to jump right down to the mat, 157 pounds. We have a River Valley wrestler on the mat right now. That's Ty Larson. He's a freshman. Right now trailing 2-1 to Nicholas Esteban. Nicholas is from Arcadia. And this first round, there are a few matches in the first round. Winners here will meet in the next, the quarters and then the semis. And it'll be a big day, full day of wrestling here at Richland Center High School. First period comes to an end, 4-1 in favor of Esteban of Arcadia, leading here in this match. Currently blood time on the other mat, and I think we're going to be real close to another River Valley wrestler coming out soon, and a Richland Center wrestler in these middle weights as well. 4-1 the lead, second period underway, as riding right now is Esteban, River Valley's Larson in the down position. Esteban riding the waist, and now trying to get up to his base is Larson, again, just a freshman, where coaches Mr. Dan Makovic and Mr. Wanakee as well. They're down below us here. That's kind of the best way to figure out who's wrestling is to look for the coaches on the chairs. That's what I do anyway.
That's a very good point.
Yep. Sometimes when they're split up, then it's kind of hard. Looks like right now, again, still a 4-1 lead. Standing up now is Larson, River Valley, broken back down to the mat. Trying to get up and get out here as he trails 4-1 by 3 in the second period at 157 pounds. So we have the opportunity. We'll get you caught up on what has happened so far. There have been a few good matches here, some that have gone the duration, and a good crowd on hand tonight, today at Richland Center High School. Plenty of room for you, though. They always do a good job running the tournaments here. We appreciate being home. 45 seconds remaining in this second period of action. Larson trying to stand up here for River Valley. Grabbing the near arm is Esteban, not letting that go. Now wrapping up the double and trying to work a combination right in front of the scorer's table here on the near side of the mat. No one has been warned for stalling yet. Both boys close to going out of bounds, and they will here off the mat with 20 seconds remaining in the second period. The other mat has a 157-pound match, and we're looking at a Mauston wrestler over there.
And they're taking on Watoma. I thought it was Richland Center because they have a hornet on their back, Phil.
Oh, yeah, they do. You got to watch it.
Yep.
Yeah, we've been getting schooled in the singlets trying to figure it out because one of them, Gaelic or Kremplo Melrose Mindoro, they have T on some of their singlets, so we were trying to figure out who that was and figure out, oh, it's Kremplo. Got it. Looks like the Mauston wrestler has one on the other mat. That would be Eli Rader. He has just scored a pin in a minute 57 over James Howen of Wauwatosa Wild Rose. So Rader moves on in this weight class. Gunnar Johnson of GET Melrose Mindoro is the top-seeded wrestler. Good weight class here. 4-1 score, third period underway. Standing up and trying to get in for the single leg is going to be Ty Larson of River Valley, and breaks apart now, so that gives the one-point escape to his opponent, Esteban, who takes a 5-1 lead. 5-1 lead here, and he'll go back to the center of the mat. Also at 157 pounds, Ethan Bodendine of Richland Center is on the mat now against Drew Tetting. And he is on the mat. Nakusa Assumption Port Edwards. Larson tries to roll through now. Potentially dangerous is called. They'll get back to the center of the mat. 5-1, the lead for Esteban of Arcadia. No score in the match between Bodendine and Tetting. They have spent most of the first minute or so of the match on their feet, on their heels, and locked up head and shoulders. 5-1 the score. England here on the near side of the mat. Ty Larson of River Valley comes around, and he might be able to get at least a couple of points here as he is able to get into position. He gets two, and it makes it a 5-3 match. So that makes it a little more interesting. 50 seconds remaining here at 157 pounds. River Valley's Ty Larson trailing by two, 5-3. Down to 40 seconds. Got to work in a pinning combination. Works in the legs now, trying to use a little leverage on the near side. His opponent, Esteban, holding his base right now. We're down to 30 seconds remaining in the match. And now, coming around Esteban. He gets the reversal points, and he'll take a 7-3 lead. On the other mat, it's a pin for Richland Center's Ethan Bodendine. Congratulations to Ethan as he gets the pin, and that comes in 1:44. So Ethan Bodendine moving on to the next round for the Richland Center Hornets.
That was quick, Phil.
It was. We were going to switch coverage. All of a sudden, it ended. Bodendine gets the pin. This one on the middle mat comes to an end, and it will be a 7-3 final. Nicholas Esteban gets the victory for the Raiders of Arcadia, and he advances to the next round at 157 pounds. Looking back to some of the matches in the preliminary round, Deacon Brown of Black River Falls scored a win over Ryan Gellerup of Nakusa Port Edwards in that first round at 113. Ben Reese of River Valley with a 144 fall over Colton Buchner of Wisconsin Dells. And let's see, it was also Coda Perney getting a bye in the first round. That's who Reese will face in the next round. I heard Bill and David talking about it. One note, there's only a half hour now between matches. It used
right.
to always be 45-minute
right.
rest time.
Right.
It's a half hour. And so we'll see that maybe come into play a little bit in the next round of action. Let's see, other local wrestlers. Brady Baumgartner, Prairie Duchesne, got a 5-0 win over Tyler Maxwell of River Valley at 120. And Brock Barrett of Richland Center was defeated by Cashton Stoddard of Wisconsin Dells. 8-0 was the final in that one. Mason Hurd of Prairie Duchesne, a 59-second fall over Rodolfo Espinoza of River Valley at 126 pounds. Alex Klum-Barroqua with a 222 fall over Ricardo Enyaya of Wild Rose. And let's see, any other local wrestlers?
We have in the 144, Phil, we have Vinny Klum of Viroqua gets a fall in 139 over Derek Tamke of Arcadia.
All right. Thank you, Hank.
And then Eric Muckler of Richland Center gets a win in the first round over in the 144 class over Brandon Wentland. So did you cover that
yep.
or no?
Not yet. No, I had not covered that, but I did see it. Yeah. So Muckler gets around. Eli gets the win and moves on to the next round. 190 pounds. We've got a River Valley wrestler on the mat, so we'll take note of that. Pierce Conway taking on Wyatt Bowman of GET, Melrose Maduro. So we'll watch that. The Wautoma singlets are similar to River Valley,
oh,
too.
Yes.
So
yes,
kind of a false
are.
Alarm once in a while. You look down, oh, there's River Valley. No, it's not. So Pierce Conway on the mat. He is a junior facing a sophomore in Bowman. And underway with action, it's a 3-2 lead for Conway. River Valley well represented here today. And it looks like we've got it's a 113-pound match and a 106-pound match here. So they're
well, we're already back around, aren't we?
Jumping back. Yeah, there aren't as many wrestlers and numbers in the upper weights. In fact, River Valley, I think this is the last weight where they have a wrestler represented today. Conway steps over, grabs an ear arm. Whoa, Hank, he's close to a fall, and no, the period comes to an end. He just about had, he had another second or two, he would have had
it. He did score two.
He did get two near fall, and goes up 5-2. So they'll be back to the center of the mat, but good start here for Conway trying to join the winner's bracket. He'll be facing Hayden Gillen of Mauston. Nasita, if he does get the win here in this one. There's a great regional going on today in Division II at Dodgeville as well. Kind of rare that they are both so close right now. Ooh, getting the turn and now getting his opponent stacked up is Conway. He had him now slipping out his opponent. Conway is reversed. Holy mackerel, lots of scoring in this one. And Conway, who had, he was really close to scoring a fall at the end of the period, got the takedown close to the fall here at the beginning of the period, has now been reversed. The score is 7-4 if that stands. I'm thinking there might be some more points for Conway. Now they'll stand up, and giving up the escape is Bowman. So Conway takes an 8-4 lead and immediately shoots in for the knee to try and grab that single leg. Here on mat number one, Conway of River Valley pops the head out there. He's got the two, and he's going for more. His opponent gets right back to the front side. So let's see. Two makes it 10-4. That is the score right now, leading Pierce Conway of River Valley, looking for win number 11 at 190 pounds. Boy, every once in a while, Conway gets out of position, and now
he's in trouble.
He's in trouble. He got caught as he tried to roll through, and he's got one shoulder down. Bowman on top. Boy, this match is just a topsy-turvy one. So that'll make it 10-6. And getting
he
out
just
of position,
reversed it again.
Again, getting out of position is the wrestler Bowman, and Pierce Conway of River Valley comes out for a two-point reversal. He takes a 12-6 lead early in the second period. And wrestling action stops. I believe there is some blood time in this one. Something that's been pretty common in the
very
opening round.
Yes.
Lots of blood time here so far in this one. So 106 pounds. Again, do we have a 106-pound wrestler out there? We do. So we're back to that weight class. Looks like Rivera of Wild Rose, Watoma, and taking on Arcadia's Oni Zaragoza. So that's at 106 pounds. And there's a 113-pound match out there as well. There's our T on the singlet again. G.E.T. Melos Mindoro. So they're out on the mat at 113 pounds. So we'll keep an eye on that one as well. That's Coda Perney taking on Ben Reese of River Valley. Is that correct?
No, I don't think so.
Isn't it? That's what's listed.
Is it?
We'll check it.
Didn't Reese just fight?
He just,
or not fought, but
he just wrestled.
He
yeah.
did.
But again, you've got the only a half hour break, so it goes by pretty quickly. So we'll keep an eye on that one. Again, some of them are already changing singlets to confuse the poor old radio announcers. Blood time is over. We'll keep tabs on this 190-pound match, which is going. You need a program? Oh, okay. I'm getting messages all over the place. All right, let's pick up on the action again. 12-6 is the score. Conway and his opponent, the end of the period, will make it. That's beginning of the third period now. So 12-6, Pierce Conway, River Valley, hanging on to a lead right now. Got to keep an eye on this match. Anything could happen the way it's been going.
Zaragoza wins from Arcadia here in 106, Philip.
Okay. Thank you very much.
It's the Chiefs.
113 pounds. That is Wisconsin Dells, is it not?
I believe you're right.
So they score the win. That was Nick Ursland getting the win over Deacon Brown of Black River Falls. So Ursland gets the pin in that one. Back to 190 again. Third period is underway. The lead belongs to Conway of River Valley, the junior, up now as he gets the two for takedown, and that makes it 14-6. Looking for more. It'll be interesting to see who comes out of here. The top two teams advance. Larry Duchesne certainly would be in the running for that, I would think, representing the Southwest Wisconsin Conference. Conway continuing to lead, stays aggressive here, and on the near side steps over. He's got a chance for maybe some more. steps in. Maybe, yep, they're waving off some near fall points. River Valley's Pierce Conway close to scoring a fall here in the third period at 190 pounds. He's got the arms wrapped up. Bridging now is Bowman of GET Melrose Maduro. He gets one shoulder off the mat, leans back toward the crowd, trying to cinch it in is Conway. Very close to a pin here, and there it is. This match had certainly some ups and downs, but the win goes to Pierce Conway, River Valley.
That was a tough, tough match right there.
4:24, the pin time. Conway will take on Hayden Gillen of Boston Nakusa coming up here in the next rounds. So we're at 165 pounds on one weight class. We're at 113 on another. Kind of confusing here, man. Are you keeping up?
Nope.
No? Okay.
I'm hanging on by the shirt tail.
Well, at least you're honest, right? 165, that is a win. Is that for, looks like, Boston? They were taking on Wild Rose.
That's Nisita, isn't it?
Or is it Nisita?
It looks like an M, but it's an N. I think it's Nisita.
So the win goes to Brendan Moorbacher. Gets a first period pin. Moorbacher gets the win. They do not raise the wrestler's hands as well. It's the officials, because he has the red and green armbands. So he's doing it. I don't know if I like that quite as well, because I'm sitting there looking, okay, who's green? I like it when they grab the wrestler's hand and hold his hand up, but evidently they don't do that now, starting in the regional. Another thing that can confuse old radio announcers.
Yes.
Old sixth grade fifth place finishers.
Out of four.
Yeah.
So the 190 bracket, we're looking for, did we get Jake McCachran and Isaiah Mendina?
Nope, I don't think so. Nope.
But I don't know.
I don't think that one happened.
We'll go to the 190 here. I'm trying to keep up with Wells on track wrestling.
We're down to 106 pounds now on mat number one. So we'll check.
It did happen in a fall of 29 seconds.
That's why you missed it. Yep. That's why I missed it. We're still at 126 pounds in the middle mat. Again, it looks like a Viroqua man is coming out here in just a moment. Alex Klum, who wrestled not too long ago, had the win in 222 over Ricardo Anaya of Wautoma Wild Rose, taking on Sawyer Ostrom. And Sawyer is from Nakusa Assumption, Port Edwards. Let's take time out from our coverage at Richland Center High School. We'll have more coming up. Division II action coming your way here, Fast and Furious, on WRCO and WRCO.com.
River Valley Kid just go.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Dive into a seafood sensation at Richland Locker in Richland Center Thursday through Saturday. Experience the exquisite flavors of Norwegian salmon, Chilean salmon, and ocean perch. Join them for the first week of fresh fish exploration, featuring limited quantities from Thursday afternoon through Saturday. Perfect for Lent, the delectable offerings promise a culinary adventure you don't want to miss. Your local locker, the Richland Locker, has more.
Are you really getting the best collision repair service when insurance companies choose one for you? Your choice is simple. Choose Classic Auto Body in Spring Green. Don't let your insurance company fool you. You can choose the body shop for your repairs. With Classic Auto Body, you get twice the value. Nationally acclaimed quality at a reasonable body shop rate. Your choice is simple. Classic Auto Body, located on Highway 14, Spring Green. 588-7399. That's 588-7399. Classic Auto Body, home of the Ring Brothers.
For generations, the Cairns family has been rooted in Richland County as small business owners. At Julie Cairns State Farm, you will find a local, dedicated team that leads with honest intentions to properly protect you. Yes, saving money is important, yet so is doing business with local professionals that will be there when you need them. We're here to participate in your lives, in our community's growth, and in helping create opportunities to make positive changes. Yes, you can save money, and yes, we will offer you remarkable service. Yet most importantly, our core values will make you proud to do business with us. Like a good neighbor, Julie Karen State Farm is there.
You're listening to tournament wrestling coverage on WRCO Radio, a tradition for over 50 years.
Welcome back to Richland Center High School Fieldhouse. River Valley's Jackson Scheel was pinned by Landon Miller of Mauston Nacoosa. And that was, Mauston Nacida, I'm sorry. And Landon Miller moves on to the semifinals.
So if you heard me there before we cut off, Phil, that was my apologies. I was trying to tell you, and I wasn't paying attention.
Oh, that's fine. Well, that one ended quickly before we were going to come back and watch it. We do have Ethan Haiti on the mat. There's some blood time. He leads 3-0, so the match has been stopped. But I was in the coaches' meeting, and 113 was discussed and discussed. It was there were votes on at least three or four different wrestlers trying to move here and there.
Jockey them where they can get better spots.
They were trying to, and every one of them was turned down. So Ethan Haiti comes in, and I believe he is number four here behind Nick Ursland and Coda Perney. And right now, you know, it comes out of the wash. I know the Richland Center coaches would have liked to have seen him maybe seated a little bit higher, but that's the way it goes. Once it's all said and done, you got to go out and wrestle, and I know Ethan will.
And we had a River Valley Blackhawk down here, buddy, and it looks like that he won. It looks like he beat Purdy.
Okay.
He raised his hand that way, so,
okay.
But again, he did not raise the...
Well, we'll check on that. And is Ethan ready to wrestle yet? Nope. They're still working on the mat down there, on mat number one. So Haiti at 113. And again, this will be one of the hotly contested matches, and all through 113 pounds. They take the top four, and he is seeded fourth. We know that Ethan has had lots of success here.
So, I mean, some of these first-round matches, some of these boys have just excruciated. They've given a lot of effort in the first round.
No doubt. Well,
I mean,
there's no tomorrow, obviously, and you gotta do it.
It's we're done down here at 120, Phillip. That was a Watoma wrestler.
Thank you. Good eyes there, man. That would be, is it Isaiah Lozama?
That's what I'm thinking is Lozama,
okay.
Taking on Berlin.
Okay. Brady Baumgartner of Prairie du Chien, a winner earlier today over Tyler Maxwell of River Valley, 5-0, the final score at 120. So he is moving on, and now a pin at 126 pounds. Man from Viroqua, Alex Klum, just pinned by the top seed, Sawyer Ostrom. So Sawyer gets the win over Nacoosa Assumption Port Edwards. And Ostrom moves on to the semis. Action will move along, and of course, this is the round where you check to see whether or not you've got a chance to advance or not. And the match on 113 pound has just ended. It ended prematurely, it looks like. Possibly an injury. Looks like possibly an injury default. So Ethan Haiti leaves the mat. I'm not exactly sure what happened.
I honestly don't know.
Yeah, they leave the mat. There were some things going on and some taping going on. And we'll see if we can get you caught up on that one and see what happened to Ethan.
The 113-pounder down there, we have a River Valley kid, Ben Reese. He won in a fall in the first round over Colton Buckner. He's going to take on Perney from GET. The number two seed. So
all right.
Should be a pretty good one.
Yep, that will be. Good matches coming up here. And it looks like the
River Valley wrestler. Not either.
River Valley wrestler looks like he is.
He's done. I don't know what happened.
A little bit injured there as well. He's got a sore leg, it looks like. So we're going to have to get caught up here on the look at the screen if we can. We've got a couple of injury defaults involving local wrestlers just to kind of see what's happening or what's going on. Little confusion here in the first round of wrestling. Now in the second round. 112 matches in these first couple of rounds. at least that's as many, that's the potential. That's how many you could have. So,
still not updated yet, Phil. Just okay. To let you know.
We'll have to keep track of 132. Prairie du Chien has just scored a win. That is a win in a minute two for Drake Ingham. He holding up his number one seed status there, getting the win by pin over Miles Neurath. Miles of Adams Friendship. So Ingham advances into the semifinal round again here at 132 pounds.
Porter Crossman in 113 just scored a win in, over Jaden Vanderhoof of looks like Mauston. So that was actually an upset if you think about it, because Vanderhoof was ranked third.
You're right. So we'll keep an eye on that. Again, we'll get you caught up on what's been going on here lately, and it looks like we've got a couple of wrestlers to check on their status here.